بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. We are discussing from this kitab إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings, the chapter in regards to debts, which you call deen. A person is madyun, he's in debt, a person has qarz upon him, he has debts to pay. In regards to debts, accounts, a person has people, he has to pay, he owes people money. What is the concept in Sharia that the Sharia encourage a person borrowing money? When can he borrow? How should he pay? So what is the concept in Sharia in Islam in regards to debts, as we can find nowadays in the secular world, capitalistic, secular, etc.? That where there are so many institutions, organizations that are there to give you money, but there's nothing for free, as we know. That they're offering you, they're phoning you, sending you messages, SMS, whatever it may be. That take a loan, you can repay as you like to, credit cards, everything on credit, 6 months, 1 year, 55 days. So for a Muslim, he has to go back to the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were the first addressees of Quran Sharif and Hadith Sharif, how they understood life when it came to their lifestyle, their spending, borrowing, repaying, paying back. So regards to debts, qarz, taking a loan, our Sharia of Islam commands moderation in spending. This is the basis. Al-iqtisad fi al-nafaqa nisful ma'isha. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the moderation in spending. Moderation in spending is half of livelihood. Person who's to have a good life, then he should take care of his expenditure. What he's earning, he should be happy with that, contented with that, and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for barakah in his livelihood. Today we have marked a certain standard of living. I need to live like this. Therefore, I have to earn so much. Where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whatever they earned, they were happy. And accordingly, they lived to the amount of income that Allah ta'ala had destined for them. So Islam commands moderation in spending. If people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, israf, wastage, they will never be dependent on others. What Allah Ta'ala has given you, a person is contented. And more than that, before a person can even think of moderation or extravagance, as we hear over and over again, a person's barakah in his income, in his rozi, is all connected directly to his salah. There are almost 70 ayat in Quran, in which Allah Ta'ala promises that He will sustain. 70 ayat. To the extent Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, the one that provides, Allah Ta'ala gives a nuskha, Allah Ta'ala gives a prescription. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاصْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Before Allah Ta'ala says that I provide for you, Allah Ta'ala says وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ, that you command your family with salah. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا, and then you be patient upon salah, you also perform salah. Now, ajib, look at the tartib of Quran, the sequence of Quran. Allah Pak did not say that you perform salah first and then command them. Allah Ta'ala says that you command them with salah. Obviously, command doesn't mean to become a dictator. With piyar muhabbat, with love, affection, with ta'lim in the house. That encouraging to perform salah. And the effect of you commanding them to perform salah will be that you also will perform salah. So command them to perform salah, wasabir alayha, and you also perform salah. Once a person came to Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, as that when he comes to Asr Namaz, very difficult, I can't close shop at that time. Give me some ta'weez, give me some nuskha, some prescription. How can I have that level of iman or that yaqeen upon Allah? That Asr Salah time I close shop and go for Salah. So it's very simple. Just before Asr Azan, go to your neighbor's shop who's a Muslim and tell him Asr Namaz. Then go to the next person, Asr Namaz, Asr Salah, Asr Salah. Just go and tell them that. make a small alan, small announcement, Asr Salah. So he did that the first day, not realizing really what he's getting himself into. So he went and told them, and he went back to his shop and sat down. As the shopkeepers began closing the salah, they felt ashamed that we are open every day. He's given us da'wat. He gave us encouragement to come for salah. So they closed up. As they're passing his shop, and they see him still sitting in the shop, so they gave him stares, began giving him daggers, looking at him, that you told us to close, you still open. The next day again he went, and he told them, salah, asar salah, asar salah. So second day also they closed, they passed his shop, they looked at him. He felt ashamed. By the third day he closed his shop also. By the third day he closed his shop also, and then entire streets are going for salah. So easy, such a prescription. So command your family with salah, and you also be patient. Allah Ta'ala says, لا نسألوك رزقا. We do not ask you for any sustenance. نحنو. Allah says, we will sustain you. We will give it to you. So direct link between salah and our sustenance. So if people are moderate in expenditure and abstain from extravagance, they will never be dependent on others. Overspending and failing to budget, it leads to death, which in turn brings about disgrace, worry and frustration. Overspending. Person has no control. As we mentioned, nowadays we go shopping to see what we can buy. We don't go shopping to buy that what we need. We go out there to buy what we need, to purchase items that we need. Not to go and see where there's a sale right now. So we'll buy in advance and we'll keep at home. How many a person right now has so many things at home where the tags are still on the clothing, not even worn as yet, and we're still buying new items. Because we didn't have time to wear the old ones, and the old ones now are out of fashion, we have to update. Many years ago, one of our senior, by Siddiq Saab, once came in Jamaat, and he mentioned also, when he came to spending, he said, when the 70s came, there was a certain type of fashion and turn in the world. So you also took to it. You changed your entire wardrobe, your big bell-bottom pants, etc. We also went that way. The fashion and the trend changed. You say, then we change our wardrobe again. Went into expenditure again. Whether it was small bottoms, stock bottoms, we went into that after that. The pants were very, very narrow at the bottom. After some time, that changed. And then you went to a different type of trend, corduroys. Different brand or different type of garb at that time, material. Then we changed the wardrobe again. Then from that it changed to safari suits. Then we cleared out the wardrobe, went to that fashion and trend. So then that almost changed, and the Jamaat came to my home, knocked the door, brother, 4 months, go in the path of Allah. He said, I went out in the path of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. He said, since that time till today, wardrobe hasn't changed. Now I'm wearing my kafan every day, my kurta. Already practicing for my qabr. Wearing white every day, simple clothing, and kafan will be like that. Since then the expenditure came down, no overspending, no going out to buy anything. Now I'm preparing for my qabr and my akhirat. So here is mentioned also, overspending and failing to budget leads to death, which in turn brings about disgrace. A person has to stretch out his hand to ask someone for help. Now I have a problem. But we see the secular world right now, that we give you, so to say, free money. But we know it's not free. And then they got death counseling. Now we send you for counseling because you can't pay. Now your entire life, every month is coming out, how do I pay only the interest? It's only working out the interest every month, how do I pay it? And getting into interest, whether paying interest, taking interest, or recording at a transaction of interest, of usury, riba, Nabi alayhi salatu salam has cursed that person. When Nabi alayhi salatu salam has cursed the person, effectively it means that Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua, Ya Allah, remove that person from your rahmat. He's out of the rahmat of Allah. Whether he's taking riba, he's taking interest, or he's paying it also. Delay in paying, they have the interest charged 5 rand. Not a small thing. From the side of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah has declared war. We are at war right now. We know when war is on, and the army that has the upper hand, we see what they do to the weaker party. Everything destroyed. We're seeing it physically with our eyes nowadays. When Allah Ta'ala says, I declare war, you've paid interest, you've taken interest, you're part of the transaction of that interest in riba. فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ Allah says, declare war now. Declare war, and who can fight Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? Even the halal little bit I have, that too is destroyed. This is all because of overspending, expenditure, debts. A person becomes disgraced, worry and frustration. Is worried now how he's going to pay back. Even his salah is spoiled. Concentration is gone. People are financially ruined. As you say, they are destroyed. And along with such worldly ruin comes spiritual ruin as well. Spiritual ruin. One is physically, financially, he is destroyed, is halakat. And his salah also is halakat and destroyed. Concentration is gone in salah. Is worried, it comes to the end of the month, how am I going to pay the credit card? Did you have to buy? Now I can't control my family also. And here ulama have given us all the solutions. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has given us solutions to every single problem. We haven't gone and asked ulama ikram, what is the solution? When it comes to my overspending, I'm thrifty, I don't waste. Come to the family, I can't control. Simple prescription. Ulama say, when it comes to the family, overspending, there's no control. Every weekend the family has to go out. They want to eat out, they want to go to the malls, they want to walk around, they want to buy something. Simple prescription, ulama say. When it comes to building iman, when it comes to the building the jazba and the zeal for deen, have ta'lim at home, read fazail amal. For overspending, becoming thrifty, read fadail sadaqat. Simple kitab. Fazail sadaqat, the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah has written a kitab. How to spend, when to spend, where to spend. Everything ulama have given it to us. For 40 days, take out the kitab, fadail sadaqat, tell the family, read, tell the children, read. They will understand Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum when it came to their health, their life and their wealth, how they spend it. First they spend the wealth and the health on the demand and taqaza of deen. What deeni taqaza came first, they gave all the money there. What was left over, then the mihman and guests and jamaats that came to Madinah Munawwara, the left over wealth they spend and they fed the mihman and the guests of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. What was left over from there was spent on the household. Our tartib is other way around. Spend everything on the family, little bit left over, little bit of guests will come, we spend on them. Whatever's left over, we'll give in charity a little bit. Sahaba ikram are the other way around. This is how they found barakat in their lives, in the iman, in the taqwa. Allah Ta'ala give us so free to make amal. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. Astaghfirullah.